Stand at the top of your mat, with your feet hip distance apart and parallel. Close your eyes and tune your attention into the rhythm of your breath. Firm down through the inner legs into the feet, and feel your spine lengthen up through the crown of the head. With each inhalation, feel yourself stand taller. With each exhalation, relax the shoulders, letting the arms, wrists, and fingers relax and hang heavily by the sides. Continue this rhythm. Inhale, stand tall. Exhale, relax. Keeping your attention rooted in the experience of the breath, focus and feel. Place your right hand over your heart, your left hand on your belly. Feel each inhalation as it expands the belly, then the chest. Feel each exhalation as it softens the chest, then the belly. Continue to breathe as you feel the rhythm of the breath under the hands. Remain focused, yet relaxed. Stay connected with the feeling of the breath as it moves. If attention wanders, bring it gently back to the breath. Slowly float the arms to the sides. Let them hang heavily and relax. As we begin the recognition sequence, bring to mind this week's brain training exercise. As you move through the postures, remember, your job is to notice the tendency to resist what's happening now with the repetitive thought, "This should not be like this." Then observe how your resistance to what's happening now has no effect on what's happening now, at least for this moment, and how it can actually make you feel worse. Then try giving what's happening now your full permission to be as it is, as you relax with it. And lastly, experience the change in your experience even in the midst of the very same circumstance. Keeping your eyes closed, place the hands together in front of the heart. Feel the base of the thumbs pressing into your breastbone as you take a few deep, smooth breaths through the nose. Relax. Exhale and gently open the eyes. Inhale and sweep the arms out wide as you raise them overhead. Allow the chest to expand, look up and press the palms together. Exhale, and press your hips back as you swan dive forward, lead with the heart, round the spine, and allow the forehead to come towards the shins. Keep the legs relatively straight. Inhale, place the hands on the shins as you look up, lengthening the heart forward from the navel. Exhale, fold forward and allow the forehead to move towards the shins. Inhale, and reverse swan dive back up to standing. Sweep the arms wide, opening the chest, and press the palms together overhead. Look up. Exhale and pull the palms down to heart center. Inhale and sweep the arms out wide as you raise them overhead. Allow the chest to expand, look up, and press the palms together. Exhale, and press your hips back as you swan dive forward, lead with the heart, round the spine, and allow the forehead to come towards the shins. Keep the legs relatively straight. Inhale, place the hands on the shins as you look up, lengthening the heart forward from the navel. Exhale, fold forward, and allow the forehead to move towards the shins. Inhale, reverse swan dive, back up to standing. Sweep the arms wide, opening the chest, and press the palms together overhead. Look up. Exhale, and pull the palms down to heart center. Inhale, and sweep the arms out wide as you raise them overhead. Allow the chest to expand, look up, and press the palms together. Exhale, and press your hips back as you swan dive forward, lead with the heart, round the spine, and allow the forehead to come towards the shins. Keep the legs relatively straight. Inhale, place the hands on the shins as you look up, lengthening the heart forward from the navel. Exhale, fold forward and allow the forehead to move towards the shins. Now relax and let the head and arms hang loosely. Shift the weight forward into the balls of the feet, close the eyes, and relax. Take a moment and notice. Are you resisting what's happening now by wishing for something to be different? Give permission for this moment to be just the way it is. Relax with it. Place the hands outside of the feet for lunge. Bend the knees as much as necessary. Inhale and take a giant step back with the left foot. Front knee is directly over the ankle with the thigh parallel to the ground. Press out through the back heel with the back leg straight and strong as you lengthen the front body forward. Lift the chest and look up. Draw the shoulders back away from the ears. Breathe. Take a breath here and relax with what's on the screen. It is what it is. Take an inhalation, then exhale as you step the back foot forward into forward fold. Feet hip distance apart and parallel. Shift the weight forward into the balls of the feet and press the forehead towards the shins, legs relatively straight. Close the eyes. Breathe, relax, and feel. Place the hands outside of the feet for lunge, second side. Bend the knees as much as necessary. Inhale and take a giant step back with the right foot. Front knee is directly over the ankle with the thigh parallel to the ground. Press out through the back heel with the back leg straight and strong as you lengthen the front body forward. Lift the chest and look up. Draw the shoulders back away from the ears. Breathe. Inhale and with the next exhalation, step the left foot back. Plank position. Of a push-up. Shoulders over wrists, buttocks in line with shoulders and ankles. Draw the shoulders away from the ears and lengthen the heart forward. Breathe and notice any tendency to struggle or fight against the unchangeable now. Relax with what's happening now. Feel and be soft. With your next exhalation, press the arms down and forward as you lift your hips up and back into downward dog. Make sure the feet are hip distance apart. Bend the knees and press the heart towards the shins, allowing the arms to come in line with the ears. keeping the arms by the ears, slowly straighten into the legs, finding an appropriate stretch without letting the shoulders come forward. Most people will need to keep the knees somewhat bent. Again, press your arms down and forward and reach the sitting bones up and back towards the ceiling as you relax the heels toward the floor. Breathe fully and feel the sensations throughout the body. Slowly walk the hands back towards the feet. Bend the knees as much as needed to find a forward fold. Support your weight with the legs only. Arms hang relaxed. Shift the weight forward out of the heels and into the balls of the feet. Breathe, relax, and let go of any resistance to what is in this moment. Keep the head and arms hanging heavily as you slowly begin to roll up to standing, vertebra by vertebra. Take your time and let your full attention be absorbed by the sensations in the body. Keep the eyes closed as you roll up, and even once you're standing, feel the sensations showering down from the head, through the shoulders, arms, and torso. Relax. With your next exhalation, gently open the eyes. Step your feet together and press the palms into one another in front of the heart in preparation for side bend. Keep the gaze forward and the palms together as you inhale and slowly raise the arms overhead. Interlace the fingers and extend the index fingers in temple position. Keep the elbows straight and press the arms back towards the ears. Press down through the feet and extend upward through the side waists, arms, and fingers. Heart and chin are buoyant. Inhale, and with an exhalation, shift your hips to the left as you allow your arms and torso to come to the right. Keep the hips and shoulders square to the front of your mat and your heart lifted. Breathe. Continue to press down through the left leg as you lengthen up through the left side body and arms. Elbows straight, legs straight. Keep your attention focused on the sensation of the stretch. Inhale as you bring your torso back to center. Again, press down through the feet and extend upward through the side waists, arms, and fingers. Take a breath and use this experience to train your brain to live in harmony with each moment. Give permission to what is happening as if you had chosen it. Breathe and let go. Inhale. And with an exhalation, shift your hips to the right as you allow your arms and torso to come to the left. Keep the hips and shoulders square to the front of your mat and your heart lifted. Breathe. Continue to press down through the right leg as you lengthen up through the right side body and arms. Elbows straight, legs straight. Keep your attention focused on the sensations of the stretch. Inhale as you bring the torso back to center. Again, press down through the feet and extend upward through the side waists, arms, and fingers. Exhale and release the arms by the sides. Close the eyes and feel the effect of the pose. let your attention be totally immersed in the experience and sensations in the arms and shoulders. Feel, breathe, let go. Exhale and allow the eyes to open as you mindfully step to the top of your mat. Feet hip distance apart and parallel. Place your hands on your hips for warrior. Inhale and step the left foot straight back, one giant step, 3.5 to 4 feet. Keep the front foot facing forward and turn the back toes out 45 degrees from the front of your mat. Feel the four corners of both feet pressing into the floor as you extend up through the crown of the head. Inhale and turn the torso to the left as you extend the arms out to the sides, shoulder height, palms down. Keep the shoulders relaxed away from the ears as you reach out through the fingertips. Inhale and with the exhalation, bend the right knee over the ankle. Turn the head to the right to gaze over the fingers, and keeping that, turn your heart back to the left. Press the right knee to the right to keep it aligned over the ankle. Press down into the feet and extend up through the spine and crown of the head. Torso is upright. Inhale and turn the right palm up for reverse warrior. Exhale and place the left hand down on the back thigh. Inhale and extend the right arm up towards the ceiling as you slide the back hand down the leg, coming only so far as is appropriate for your body. Press down and forward into the front foot as you extend up towards the ceiling through the right side of the waist, rib cage, arm, and fingers. Look up, past the right fingers if comfortable for the neck. Front knee stays bent. Are you in a calm and harmonious relationship with this moment? Or do you find yourself in struggle and resistance? Give permission and relax with. Inhale the torso back up to vertical, arms shoulder height, front knee still bent. Exhale and cartwheel to the right, placing the right elbow on top of the right knee in side angle. Left arm reaches towards the ceiling, then forward, extending over the front of the mat, arm by the ear, palm facing the floor. Press the back foot into the floor as you reach through the entire left side body and out through the fingers. Use the right elbow to encourage the right knee to the right, into alignment directly over the ankle. Turn to the ceiling from the navel, chest, and head. Breathe. Inhale and reach the left arm towards the ceiling as you bring the torso back to vertical, finding warrior once again. Inhale and straighten the legs. Exhale and release the hands to the hips. Step the feet together and come to standing at the top of the mat. Relax the arms by the sides, close the eyes, relax, and feel. Breathe and relax with all that is happening right now. Exhale. Allow the eyes to open and place your hands on your hips for warrior, second side. Inhale and step the right foot straight back, one giant step, 3.5 to 4 feet. Keep the front foot facing forward and turn the back toes out 45 degrees from the front of your mat. Feel the four corners of both feet pressing into the floor as you extend up through the crown of the head. Inhale and turn the torso to the right as you extend the arms out to the sides, shoulder height, palms down. Keep the shoulders relaxed away from the ears as you reach out through the fingertips. Inhale, and with the exhalation, bend the left knee over the ankle. Turn the head to the left to gaze over the front fingers. And keeping that, turn your heart back to the right. Press the left knee to the left to keep it aligned over the ankle. Press down into the feet and extend up through the spine and crown of the head. Torso is upright. Inhale, and turn the left palm up for reverse warrior. Exhale, and place the right hand down on the back thigh. Inhale, and extend the left arm up towards the ceiling as you slide the back hand down the leg, coming only so far as is appropriate for your body. Press down and forward into the front foot as you extend up towards the ceiling through the left side waist, ribcage, arm, and fingers. Look up past the left fingers if comfortable for the neck. Front knee stays bent. Let go of struggle and relax with what is. Breathe. Inhale the torso back to vertical, arms shoulder height, front knee still bent. Exhale and cartwheel to the left, placing the left elbow on top of the left knee for side angle. Right arm reaches towards the ceiling, then forward, extending over the front of the mat, arm by the ear, palm facing the floor. Press the back foot into the floor as you reach through the entire right side body and out through the fingers. Use the left elbow to encourage the knee to the left in alignment directly over the ankle. Turn to the ceiling from the navel, chest, and head. Breathe. Inhale and reach the right arm towards the ceiling as you bring the torso back to vertical, finding warrior once again. Inhale and straighten the legs. Exhale and release the hands to the hips. Step the feet together and come to standing at the top of the mat. Relax the arms by the sides, close the eyes, relax and feel. Breathe easily as you connect with the effect of the postures. Feel the movement of energy. Notice the quality of breath, the quality of mind. Relax. Exhale and gently allow the eyes to open. Step the feet together and parallel for chair pose. Inhale, extend the arms forward at shoulder height, palms down. Keep the shoulders relaxed and breathe deeply. Exhale, bend the knees and press the hips back as you hinge forward at the hips as if sitting into a chair. Lower the hips until the thighs approach parallel to the floor. Drop the tailbone and pull the navel back towards the spine to soften the lower back. Sit tall, leaning back into the shoulder blades as you extend up through the crown of the head. Breathe and relax with this moment. Feel the sensations and give them permission to be as they are. To release, straighten the legs, release the arms by the sides, close the eyes, and feel the effect of the pose. Notice how even the simplest posture can have a direct and immediate effect on body and mind. Stay connected to the experience. Exhale and gently allow the eyes to open for standing hand to foot. Place your hands on your hips as you focus your gaze on a point in front of you. Press the elbows back and lift the chest. Begin to shift your weight into your left foot. Come up onto the right tiptoes, placing as little weight on the floor as possible. Breathe and feel for balance. Allow the right knee to bend and lift towards the chest as you interlace the fingers below the knee. Pause here. Firm down through the standing leg and extend up through the spine and crown of the head. Breathe and feel. If you're able to comfortably move on, bend forward and interlace the fingers beneath the ball of the right foot. Press down through the standing foot and lift the chest. Stand tall, allowing the shoulders to drop away from the ears. Relax. Notice any tendency to struggle against what's happening now. Breathe, give permission, and relax with this moment as it is. Release the clasp of the fingers and slowly return the right foot to the floor. Drape the arms to your sides, close your eyes, and feel. Exhale and gently allow the eyes to open for standing hand to foot. Second side. Place your hands on your hips as you focus your gaze on a point in front of you. Press the elbows back and lift the chest. Begin to shift your weight into your right foot. Come up onto the left tiptoes, placing as little weight on the floor as possible. Breathe and feel. For balance. Allow the left knee to bend and lift towards the chest as you interlace the fingers below the knee. Pause here. Firm down through the standing leg and extend up through the spine and crown of the head. Breathe and feel. If you are able to comfortably move on, bend forward and interlace the fingers beneath the ball of the left foot. Press down through the standing foot and lift the chest. Stand tall, allowing the shoulders to drop away from the ears. Relax. Calmly relax with what's on the screen. Breathe. Release the clasp of the fingers and slowly return the left foot to the floor. Drape the arms to your sides, close your eyes. Bring the full force of your attention to the sensations in the body, right here, right now. Refuse to be distracted by anything else. Gently open the eyes. And step the feet hip distance apart and parallel for shoulder opener. Float the arms around behind the back and interlace the fingers. Drop the knuckles toward the floor. Squeeze the shoulder blades together and lift the heart. Elbows are straight. Inhale and lift the chest. Exhale and press the hips back as you fold the torso forward. Leading with the heart. Press the arms up towards the ceiling, and when the legs are well stretched, round the spine and let the crown of the head drop toward the floor. Continue to press the arms up and away from the body with straight elbows and the shoulder blades squeezed together. Breathe into the tightness in the chest, shoulders, or back. Stay connected to the sensations. Just this, here, and now. Relax with all that is arising in this moment. Remain bent forward and slowly lower the hands towards the low back. Release the clasp of the hands and float the arms toward the floor. Relax the shoulders, arms, wrists, and fingers. Let the back of the neck be supple and the head to hang heavily. Close the eyes and feel. Release all effort. Withdraw from all thought. Shine attention directly on the various sensations in the body. Be soft. Bend into the knees and come through a squat to lying on the floor on your belly for Cobra Pose. Turn your head to one side. Place the arms by the side of the body, close the eyes, and relax. Let the full weight of your body drop into the support of the floor. Breathe and let go. Turn the chin to the mat. Place the hands on the floor, wrists in line with the lower ribs, fingers forward. Bring the legs together and press the tops of the feet into the floor to activate the legs. Inhale and extend back through the legs as you press the hands into the floor. Pull the elbows back and together and reach the heart forward and up as you lift the head and chest, coming up only to the navel. Gaze forward as you extend out through the crown of the head, shoulders dropped away from ears. Breathe, let go, and relax with. Exhale, and slowly lower the chest and forehead back to the mat. Turn the head to one side, place the arms back by the sides, close the eyes, and relax. Feel the full support of the floor beneath the weight of the body. Let the body be heavy, relaxed. Let go. Turn the chin to the floor for a locust pose. Slide the arms away from the hips 12 inches, elbows straight, palms down. Place the tops of the feet on the floor, hip distance apart. Inhale and press the hips into the floor, reaching back through the fingers to lift the arms. Lengthen back through the toes, lifting the legs as you roll the head and chest up. Allow the reach through the arms to lift the torso, as you extend forward through the heart and back through the legs. Legs, body width apart, knees straight. Breathe and welcome this experience with all that it contains. On an exhalation, release the chest, arms, and legs to the floor. Turn the head to one side and relax the arms by the sides. Close the eyes, relax, and feel, allowing the full impact of the posture to wash over you. Be heavy. Place the hands on the floor next to the shoulders in preparation for child's pose. Press yourself up to hands and knees with the knees body width apart. Slowly sit back on your heels as you fold the torso forward. The buttocks rest on the heels and the forehead on the floor. Relax the arms overhead on the mat. Eyes closed, breath smooth, body relaxed. let go. Inhale and slowly come up to a comfortable seat for bound angle. Extend the legs forward on the floor in front of you. Bend the knees and place the soles of the feet together 6 to 8 inches from the groin. Allow the knees to fall outward and down toward the floor. Do not force the knees down, simply allow them to relax where they may. Place the hands on the floor behind you, close to the hips, fingers facing backward. Inhale and use the strength of your arms to lift the chest as you roll gently forward on the sit bones. Close the eyes, relax, and breathe. Let the breath move into the low belly. Each inhalation bringing in nourishment. Each exhalation breathing out resistance and struggle. To release, use the hands outside the legs to bring the knees back toward center. Extend the legs forward on the mat in front of you. Bend the right knee and place the right foot on the floor just inside the left knee for seated twist, knee pointing toward the ceiling. Wrap the left arm around the front of the right shin and place the right hand on the floor behind you, in line with the spine, fingers facing backward. Inhale, and using the strength of the arms, sit tall. Keep the straight leg active. Exhale, and use the strength of the arms to slowly twist to the right with the navel, chest, and head. Point your nose toward the wall behind you. Keep the heart lifted and breathe deeply as you encourage the breath to move into tightness and restriction. To come out, inhale as you slowly unwind the spine. Face forward and release the right leg straight on the floor. Bend the left knee and place the left foot on the floor just inside the right knee for the second side. Knee pointing toward the ceiling. Wrap the right arm around the front of the left shin and place the left hand on the floor behind you, in line with the spine, fingers facing backward. Inhale, and using the strength of the arms, sit tall. Keep the straight leg active. Exhale, and use the strength of the arms to slowly twist to the left with the navel, chest, and head. Point your nose towards the wall behind you. Keep the heart lifted and breathe deeply as you encourage the breath to move into tightness and restriction. To come out, inhale as you slowly unwind the spine. Face forward and release the left leg straight on the floor. Slide forward on your mat and use the support of the arms to slowly roll down onto your back for knees to chest. Take a moment here and feel the weight of the body dropping heavily into the support of the floor. Let every bone, every muscle, every cell soften as you relax with this experience as it is. Using the arms, slowly hug the knees into the chest. Gently rock side to side to release any tension in the low back. Place both feet on the floor with knees bent in preparation for reclined twist. Extend the arms out to the side in a T position, palms up. Lift the hips, shift them 5 inches to the right, and place them back on the floor. Cross the right thigh over the left, thighs touching. Float the left hand onto the right knee. Inhale, and with an exhalation, slowly drop the knees toward the floor to the left as you turn the head to the right. It's okay to roll onto the left hip, but move the knees only so far as you can while keeping the right shoulder on the floor. Soften the belly, breathe deeply, and relax into the twist. Maintain a soft focus on the sensations in the body as you let the pose do the work. Relax and breathe. Inhale and bring the knees back to center. Uncross the legs and square the hips. And bring the arms back to a T position, palms up. Moving now to the second side. Lift the hips and shift them 5 inches to the left and place them back on the floor. Cross the left thigh over the right, thighs touching. Float the right hand onto the left knee. Inhale, and with an exhalation, slowly draw the knees towards the floor to the right as you turn the head to the left. It's okay to roll onto the right hip, but move the knees only so far as you can while keeping the left shoulder on the floor. Soften the belly, breathe deeply, and relax into the twist. Stay relaxed and release any subtle hints of resistance or struggle. Breathe and relax fully with what is here and now. Inhale and bring the knees back to center. Uncross the legs and square the hips. Slowly pull the knees into the chest one last time. Breathe into the lower back and relax. Moving now into our final pose, relaxation pose. Straighten the legs along the floor with the feet at least body width apart. Place the arms 12 inches from the hips, palms facing up. If the lower back is delicate, make a thick roll from a blanket or two and place it behind the knees. Move slowly and mindfully. Take the time to make sure you are perfectly comfortable. close the eyes. Begin by taking a few slightly deeper inhalations and exhalations. Let each exhalation help you to relax even more fully. Let the full weight of the body drop into the support of the floor. Let go of any distractions and connect with the breath. Each exhalation helping you to relax with more fully. Let go. keeping the eyes closed and the body perfectly still. Gently bring your attention back to the sensations in the body. Stay relaxed and softly encourage the breath to deepen. Feel the experience of the fuller, deeper breath. Slowly bend the knees and bring the feet to the floor. As you're ready, roll over onto your right side. Continue to move slowly and mindfully. Remain completely connected to the sensations in your body. Relax here in a fetal position with eyes closed. As you're ready, use the strength of the arms to gently push yourself up to a comfortable seated position, eyes still closed. Relax the shoulders away from the ears. Take a few deep, relaxing breaths. Notice the softness of the body, the relaxation in the breath. The spaciousness in the mind. Set an intention to bring a bit of this peace with you into your day. You may gently open your eyes.